Okay, today is the full moon in May. Visakha Pucha. Visakha is the Pali name for the month. It's basically May, June. Pucha means to pay homage. It's the day when we pay homage to the Buddha. Because on this day that he was born, and then 35 years later, on this day, he came to awakening. Another 45 years after that, on this day, he passed away. That's the tradition. So we make use of the tradition to make today special. How do you make today special? As the Buddha said, you are ardent in doing your duty. Because who knows, tomorrow death may come. So what is your duty? The duties of the Four Noble Truths. No one's imposing these on you. Aside from the simple fact that there is suffering in the heart, and that puts a squeeze on things. And if you decide you had enough of that squeeze, okay, these are the things you have to do. You have to comprehend suffering to the point of dispassion. You see where its causes, and you abandon the cause. So you can realize cessation. And then you develop the path so that you can do all these things. Those are the duties. So we focus on developing the path, the qualities of the mind that are needed to comprehend suffering and abandon the cause, because it requires insight and it requires strength to do these things. So as we practice concentration, we get the mind in the right place where it can see things more clearly. And we give it the strength that's needed when you see there are certain things that you really like to do, or to say, or think, but they're going to cause suffering. You need the strength to be able to say, no, I'm going to let them go. And that's for the things that may be difficult to do that you don't like doing, but you know are going to give good results. You need strength in order to see them through. So we focus on making the mind one. This will be our homage to the Buddha. Of course, this is what we try to do every day. But it's good every now and then to have a special day. They put extra emphasis on the fact that today is an important day to practice. Otherwise, we get dulled by the fact that it's something we do every day. So go look at the Buddha's life for a bit, get some encouragement, get some inspiration. Whatever you find inspiring in his life, take that to heart. You remind yourself, this is what a human being can do. You're a human being, you can do it too. And that way the day does become special. It's not special simply because it has a little sign in the calendar. It becomes special because you have found some peace inside. And you're getting closer and closer to the end of suffering. It's that way that the day becomes really special. And then you can offer that special day to the Buddha. Think of your state of mind as a gift. What kind of gift would you like to present to him? We'll make your mind like that.